This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Three Cleveland police officers are facing administrative charges in connection with 60 sex crimes and child abuse cases that went uninvestigated for more than a year. The Plain Dealer reports the cases were originally assigned to former Detective Tom Ross. Investigators say Ross took the cases with him when he was promoted in 2015, but he failed to properly investigate. Commander James McPike has been charged with allowing Ross to take the cases with him, and Sergeant Anthony McMahon has been charged with failing to take the files from Ross after the promotion. The city of Akron has approved a medical marijuana dispensary and processing plant. City Council approved zoning requests by a Salem company to build the two facilities near Chapel Hill Mall. Each operation still needs approval from the state and from local officials, including Akron Police. First Energy says it will invest nearly $400 million this year to upgrade infrastructure for subsidiary Ohio Edison. Planned projects include replacing underground equipment in downtown Akron and rebuilding transmission lines throughout the utility service area. More than $20 million will go toward rebuilding a transmission line in the Ashland area. About $1 million will be used to repair manholes around Akron and Youngstown. The demand for social media expertise in the workplace is prompting the University of Akron to offer a professional social media certificate. For $5,000, students can learn how to generate content on social media, interpret analytics, and work with real clients to develop a social media plan. Students receive a certificate after completing the 12-credit program. Ohio is ending the same-day issuing of Ohio driver's licenses and will mail them instead to save money and increase security. Licenses will arrive about 10 days after they're issued once the change takes effect July 2nd. Drivers will be issued temporary licenses and ID cards in the meantime. The agency says the temporary cards will be valid for proof of identity and residence when voting. Drivers can also request driver's licenses or ID cards that meet federal regulations for travel. Ohio joins 41 other states that provide licenses and ID cards through the mail. Advocates pushing for a crackdown on payday lenders are closer to getting their reform proposal on the November ballot. The group says they're tired of waiting on lawmakers to act, so they're going straight to the voters. State House correspondent Andy Chow reports.
Ohioans for Payday Loan Reform delivered their first batch of petitions to the Attorney General's office. The proposed ballot issue would cap the interest rates of payday loans at 28%. The group's Carl Ruby says the first payment on a loan can be up to a third of someone's monthly income.
So if you're falling behind on monthly expenses 1 month and take out a loan, and then the next month, a third of your income is going toward that first payment, there's no way they're going to be able to make it.
Voters approved a similar issue 10 years ago, but Ruby says this measure would close loopholes the industry has used to still raise interest rates. Opponents from the payday loan industry say this undermines the free market and could wipe out their storefronts.
The leader of Akron's public schools is withdrawing his name from consideration to lead the largest school district in the state. Superintendent David James was one of two finalists vying to become superintendent of Columbus City Schools. In an open letter, he writes, he was asked by the Akron School Board and countless families, employees, and community leaders to reconsider. James would soon have begun meeting with Columbus community groups, educators, and staff as the final round of the process. The state has launched the second stage of its Global Technology Challenge, aimed at finding solutions to the opioid crisis. The contest invites people to propose technologies for diagnosing, treating, or fighting opioid addiction, or for protecting medical professionals and first responders from exposure to opioid residue. Responses are due in July and winners announced in September. This is WKSU.